This is The Bookshelf from NHPR. I'm Peter Biello. Franconia, New Hampshire poet Parker Toll's poems take you places. Sometimes it's on a hike through the woods of Maine. Sometimes it's back in time to a fire station where young men shoot pool and watch boxing on black and white televisions. Sometimes it's to a lake where a man admires his wife as she swims. Wherever they take you, they bring you there with immediacy and poignancy. Parker Toll's new collection of poems, World Spread Out, transports the reader to all these places and more. And he joins me now to talk about his work. Welcome.
Thank you. Good to be here.
I was hoping you could start us off with a reading of one of your poems.
Surely. The poem is called Backpacking. As it always is after heavy rain, the trail through the greens was treacherous slime. He never once asked if I was okay. We mounted hills, crossed splashing streams, maintained through slog the ridge's spine. He held a steady pace behind me. The packs grew heavy as the day wore away. My legs cramped up on every climb. He never once asked if I was okay. Begun at dawn, by dusk, my feet dragged in tiny steps. Mile after mile, he held the pace behind me. After 16 miles of Vermont's long trail, we might need a headlamp's light by the end. Did he wonder if I was okay? By then, my broken blisters were bleeding. The shelter loomed as black as night. His steady pace held up behind me. My grandson gave me what I needed that day, fortitude, respect, not sympathy. He never once asked if I was okay, just held a steady pace behind me.
A lot of this book seems to be inspired by, well, partly by family, of course, but also by wilderness. You're going into the woods, deep into the woods, North Country, northern Maine, in Vermont. What is it about the woods that sort of inspires these poems?
Well, I've been climbing mountains since I was 4 years old. My parents took me up Mount Monadnock, and we did it every year thereafter. They were lifetime members of the Appalachian Mountain Club, so I've done a great deal of hiking and camping, canoeing, especially in northern New England, but occasionally further afield. So that would be a natural place for me to start to write.
And you still hike?
Oh, yes. Yes. We've climbed Cube Mountain the beginning of this week down in Orford, New Hampshire. And it's pretty steady year-round.
When you say we, do you mean you and your wife Phyllis? Or?
No. Well, that occasion was my daughter, Elizabeth. My wife had hip replacements on both sides, so she is unable to do climbing, but we still walk.
The poems in this book, World Spread Out, the descriptions of nature read like they're written by someone who spends a lot of time in nature. And also, they also seem like a vehicle for emotion. Is that how you plan these descriptions of nature?
Yes. I think my key, my marker that I want to say something is an emotional feeling, often a fairly strong emotional feeling, and often without a description or an obvious stimulus. But then to begin to write about the reality of the incident, these forces come to bear. A good example would be my poem at the end of the book called Anniversary, which was a climb of a mountain in the Mahoosuc Range with my daughter and her dog. But it happened to be the day that my wife and I were married 60 years ago. And we called her on the cell phone from the top of the mountain, and I blossomed into emotion. And so that became a poem from which the title of my new book is derived.
I was going to ask you later on to read this, but maybe now is a good time to read Anniversary. Could you read it for us?
Surely. Anniversary. Closer to the summit, we got our second wind. As views enlarged, haze cleared, especially to the east, where a chilling breeze rose, exhilarating our skin, wet and warm from the push upward. We called you from the top. You were shopping at the hardware store. You were cheerful. I started to say we had had 57 great years together, but it caught in my throat, and all that came out was, it's great. almost in a shout. You agreed, and then I forced out, "It's been a great 57 years," and passed the cell phone to our daughter and began to sob in happiness. She signed off with you and held me for a long time, the wind howling around us, alone by the summit cairn. I told her, "You're a good girl," several times, and told Dylan, her dog, the same thing. We hoisted our packs and began our descent. I thought for a while, over and over, then spoke out loud, "Love is a powerful thing." I said it twice. We strode down over an expanse of low bush and peat moss puddles, the arms of the world spread out below and around us, far to either side.
I wanted to ask you about Phyllis also, because you mentioned in this book that she was one of the readers of your poems.
And yes.
So what is the feedback process like between you and your wife? Does she make edits that, you know, are pretty firm-handed, like, yes, you must make this edit, or what was it like?
I'm sure she gives me options, but the advantage, the great advantage, is she's very honest and straightforward and has no hesitation whatsoever in both positive and negative comments and thoughts.
You were a physician. You're retired now. Was there any part about being a physician that informed your poetry or changed it or influenced it in some way?
I think poetry has informed me a great deal in terms of dealing with people, with patients. And
so poetry informed the physician work and not the other way around.
Exactly. And provided me with a necessary humility, I think. One might say some sophistication in intuition. I'm not saying I have a lot, but intuition can be important in medicine, though it has to be carefully monitored. But there has been an interrelationship, and I think the two pursuits, though very different, have been mutually informative.
Parker Toll, thank you very much.
Thank you. I very much enjoyed it.
That's Parker Toll. He's the author of the new poetry collection, World Spread Out. And for a list of the 5 books on Parker Toll's bookshelf, visit nhpr.org. And we've been hearing from you about what's on your bookshelf. Diane wrote to us to recommend Standing in the Rainbow by Fanny Flagg. She says, "I just went on a family vacation with my parents to a little island off of Massachusetts called Cuttyhunk. We always bring our own books and a book to read together. This summer it was Standing in the Rainbow, and we couldn't stop reading it on the beach, in the car, at the fire, before bed. It made us laugh, cry, reflect on life, and just feel good. It's a book for all generations." Well, that's Diane's recommendation. What's yours? Send us an email. Our address is books@nhpr.org. This is The Bookshelf from NHPR. I'm Peter Biello.